right. I am here with our newest Iowa lottery winner. Gary won $250,000 playing Aces High. Gary, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
How are you feeling right now?
It's my second time, so I think I'm feeling more experienced.
You're a veteran at this point, right?
Well, it's starting to get that way.
Yeah, that's excellent. So kind of walk us through where you bought your Aces High ticket and kind of the process of scratching it off.
I got off work, and I had some other smaller nickel-dime winners, and so I was driving over there in Altoona, and I was coming up to Casey's over there, that bike Prairie Crossing, and thought, okay, I'll just stop here in Keisho's Inn and maybe get something to drink, because like I said, I was just getting off work, and went in there and Keisho's Inn and bought a couple more, and it just so happened to be on that Aces High, the $20 ticket was, you know, then I bought him, I took him back out to my car, and I scratched him, and you know, at first it was just like I had to, you know, had to do the double look, because I was like, okay, I thought I seen that, but I got to make sure. Then I had to make double sure, so I went back in the store and I scanned it on the scanner that they have on the wall there, and it also told me what I thought I was seeing, and so, you know, by that time, after verifying it to myself three times, I thought, okay, looks like we did it.
So, for people who haven't won the lottery before, you're sitting in your car scratching your ticket. What's going through your head the minute you start to realize that this is the big winner, this is the top prize in this game?
It's just something to where that you have to do a double take a couple times to make sure that that's what you're seeing. It makes you pause. And then, you know, after you, like I said, what I did was verify it to myself three times before I went and started telling anybody else, because I had to make triple sure that I was seeing what I was seeing.
And you are not new to big lottery wins, is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Could you talk a little bit about, did you say it was 12 years ago?
Yeah, back in 2006, I was down there in Red Oak, Iowa, and walked into a place called Cubby's, and I think it's still there today. Usually there's a couple extra, two different, maybe $10 tickets that all the stores carry at that time, but they only had one $10 ticket. So I thought, well, I'll buy two of just this one then, since I was going to buy two anyway. So anyway, I bought them and took them back to my house, and I scratched them, and the first one wasn't anything. Then the second one, I remember I matched the number 69. And then when I scratched underneath the number 69, it was a $100,000 winner. And so I'm thinking, you know, if I would have went in and just bought one, probably would have never happened. But it just so happened that they didn't have another $10 game to buy, so I bought two of those, and it just happened, you know. That's just how crazy and how, you know, unpredictable the scratch game is. And
so you won $100,000 12 years ago, and just today claimed a $250,000 prize. Did this second big win feel any different than the first?
I would say maybe a little bit because of the amount, but also too is, you know, what it took me back to start thinking, you know, how I handled and went through that money the last time. And now, with a little bit more, you know, it makes you not so much giddy. It doesn't put you in that kind of mode. It makes you more, say, experienced, or it makes you more calmer, because now you should be, or I think, or I'm going to be, is more smarter, more you know, due diligent with the money, because, you know, I've been through the experiences and the you know, and all the hoo-ha and all the woo-hoos and all the other things. And so now this time around, it's just like anything. You're more experienced. You're more comfortable with it. And you just, like I said, it gives you a better perspective of what you went through the first time and now this time, and then what it takes to get back to this point. Like I said, it's a learning experience, and you know, you've learned the first time, you apply it to this time, and you know, you should be, like I said, more experienced, more calmer, mm-hmm. more say, okay, this is what's going to happen now, and you know, I don't need to be so, you know, crazy or act so like I don't know what I'm doing, because you know, I've been here before. So
who have you told about this one? Anybody?
Well, right after I triple checked my ticket and everything, then I text my sister, and then I text my nephews or my my nephew, and I text my sister. I said, hey, I got a big problem. And you know, obviously, you know, playing on her, you know, because she kind of gets kind of, you know, really worrisome and really hyped up. So she seen my message, and she was like, oh, I thought something, you know, she goes, oh, I seen your message, and I tried to get back to you, and I thought maybe something had happened to you, or I thought, you know, I said, well, I do have a big problem. I said, this ticket is pretty huge. I said, it looks small, but it's huge. And so she looked at it, and obviously she couldn't believe it. And I again, then I text my nephew, and so we all sit down. And we probably that Friday night, because I wanted to have Friday, this past Friday, and so I had to sit all weekend through it. It was just like, man, you know, it's just like, you know, I couldn't have enough bodyguards around that ticket. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I put it in a Ziploc bag to protect it. And you know, that's the way I did it the first time too. You know, I put the first one in a Ziploc bag too to protect it. And you know, you try to, you know, just say, man, just get me through this weekend so Monday morning I can get over there and get this cashed. And you know, so you just like, you know, it's like pins and needles all weekend.
So you're going to help out some family members. Do you have any other idea what you're going to do with the money, or just?
Obviously, I think it's probably time to look at new vehicles, you know, and see what's out there. See what's, you know, if there's anything that really catches my eye. You know, I'm a two-car guy, so it's not like I don't know what it is about four doors, but they don't appeal to me. So maybe it's because I'm single, I guess. But yeah, I'll have to see what's out there. But I'll definitely will be looking at vehicles.
Is there something in particular about the Aces High ticket that kind of attracted you to it, or?
The only thing that attracted me to Aces High is that I play the high games all the time. You know, the $30 one, Ultimate Riches. Mm-hmm. You know, I played the other $20 one. Somebody bought the last winner.
Yeah, $250,000 riches.
Yes. And so no, but that's the only thing that draws me is the prize limit, you know. And I do dabble a little bit in the smaller ones, you know, here and there. But the majority of my attention is drawn towards those higher amounts.
Sure. Yeah. So. Well. Gary, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with us, and I really appreciate it, and congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. No problem.